Of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, understand an Ivory Coast football highlight tops your sports report.
Kim, African football's biggest tournament of 2015 culminated February 8th when Ivory Coast lifted the Nations Cup trophy in Bata, Equatorial Guinea. The elephants of Ivory Coast received a hero's welcome when they returned home to the commercial capital, Abidjan. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2015, let's listen in again to my report on the celebrations. Hundreds of thousands of fans were at the airport and on the streets as the team was paraded through the city. Atop one vehicle, Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara sat next to Yaya Toure, the team captain and four-time African Footballer of the Year, as the two held the Nations Cup trophy aloft and waved to cheering fans. Ivory Coast edged neighbor Ghana 9-8 on penalty kicks in the Nations Cup final. Speaking after the victory, Ivory Coast coach Herve Renard paid tribute to former team captain Didier Drogba, who retired from international football last year.
You know, one big player like Didier Drogba didn't win this cup with Ivory Coast, but it's a shame he's not there. And I would like to give him a part of this cup because he deserves not only the work of the last month, it's a work since a long time. You need to have humility. You don't achieve something in 1 month. You achieve something because you have a very good player. I think it's a team spirit made the difference.
That's Frenchman Herve Renard, who guided Ivory Coast to the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations football title. Coach Renard also led Zambia to the 2012 Nations Cup crown. Joining us now with more Nations Cup news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
The African Union has hailed the Confederation of African Football, CAF, Equatorial Guinea, together with the Equatorial Guinea head of state, Obiang Nguema, for staging an Ebola-free Orange Africa Cup of Nations, the Africa Union chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma disclosed in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The successful staging of the event underpinned African solidarity to overcome the challenge posed by the outbreak of the Ebola virus, whose epicenter is in the Mano River region in West Africa. Dlamini congratulates Ivory Coast and Ghana for their brilliant display during the Nations Cup final.
Awards were handed out after the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Equatorial Guinea. A 23-year-old winger from Nations Cup finalist Ghana won two prizes, Best Player and Best Goal of the Tournament, as we hear now from our African football guru, David Legg.
The MVP, Sonny, the most valuable player, that award has gone to Christian Atsu, who's got an awful lot of pace. But ironically, he did not make what I call the dream team, which is the team chosen by the CAF panel of experts. And I'm going to go through that now, Sonny. The goalkeeper is Ayman Matluti of Tunisia. I've got problems with that. I would certainly have given that to Felipe Ovono, the young Equatorial Guinea goalkeeper that everybody has been raving about. If we move on, Sonny, to the back four, it's Mandy of Algeria, Kolo Touré, the veteran from Ivory Coast, Jonathan Mensah of Ghana, and Henri Bedimo of Cameroon. Three midfielders were chosen. Seré Dié, that's the hard man from the Ivory Coast, the enforcer, so to speak. You've got Yaya Touré, no surprises there, four-time African Football of the Year from the Ivory Coast. And then I feel a surprise, Sibusiso Vilakazi from South Africa. A good footballer, but I'm not quite sure he's among the best 11 at the Cup of Nations. Up front, they chose three strikers, although I don't believe that Jovino is, technically speaking, a striker as such. He's more of a winger from the Ivory Coast. André Ayew is definitely a midfielder. Again, I'm not sure why he's picked among the strikers. And then we have one genuine striker, Wilfred Bonny from the Ivory Coast. And a lot of people after the final said to me, Sonny, that they didn't feel that Bonnie had a particularly good tournament, apart from one critical game, and that was the game against Algeria, where he scored two-headed goals. And I do wonder sometimes if the name, if the reputations of players sometimes gets them into these teams. To me, a couple of significant omissions. I've already mentioned Obono. Another one was Serge Aurier. Now, Serge Aurier played on the right-hand side of the four-man Ivory Coast midfield, and everybody was raving about his consistency. And at the final, there was Frederic Kanute. Frederic Kanute, former Mali striker and a true star of African football, and he was raving about Aurier. So again, it's not just the media, it's the former stars who are talking about these players. And then you also had the leading scorer. Now, what happened with the leading scorer is you actually had five leading scorers. With three goals, you had Ahmed Akachi of Tunisia. You had Andre Ayew of Ghana. Javier Balbao of Equatorial Guinea. TV Bafuma of Congo Brazzaville. And Dia Merci Timbokani of the Democratic Republic of Congo. So all tied, Sonny, on three goals each. So what they did to split the players up is they looked at the assists. Assists means that you assisted in the scoring of a goal. And on that basis, Andre Ayew was named as the leading scorer in the competition, although he did share that honor with four other players. The Fair Play Award went to the Democratic Republic of Congo, and I salute them. They really were a well-behaved team. So team of the tournament, Sonny, and also those individual awards. And something to me very strange is that Christian Atsu, who was rated the best player at the tournament, does not make the team of the tournament.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Well, I'd like to invite our VOA listeners to send me your comments. We appreciate the feedback here at Voice of America headquarters in Washington. You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
Follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. My Facebook friend, Hugh Malozzi, had a funny quip after I posted a photo of French coach Hervé Renard dancing shirtless with his Ivory Coast players after they lifted the Nations Cup. Hugh, who is originally from Zambia, writes, "Sonny, the elephants stole our coach." As I mentioned earlier, Coach Renard led Zambia to the 2012 Nations Cup championship. And Elvis Edijala, writing from Lagos, Nigeria, commenting on that Facebook photo of Renard dancing with his players, says, "What a synergy between the coach and the players. Wow."
Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoje here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this, it's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will be
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Early in the show, we heard French coach Hervé Renard pay tribute to Ivorian football star Didier Drogba. You might say the 37-year-old Drogba made a big impact for the Montreal Impact. In his debut season in Major League Soccer, Drogba scored 11 goals in 11 appearances for Montreal. In addition, he was named the MLS Player of the Month for both September and October. And when you talk about Drogba's sudden impact for the Impact, let me take you back to September 5th. Drogba became the first player in MLS history to score a hat trick in their first league start. Additionally, the hat trick was considered a perfect hat trick by football purists. Drogba scored one goal with his left foot, one with his right foot, and one with his head. Meanwhile, there are reports out of London now that Didier Drogba will return to Chelsea in a non-playing role as an assistant coach under interim Dutch coach Gus Hiddink. The Montreal Impact say they want to accommodate Drogba's wishes to return to Chelsea, but they'd also like him back for the 2016 MLS season. Didier Drogba had his greatest and most productive years at Chelsea, scoring 164 goals in all competitions. The defending champion Blues of Chelsea have floundered this season and are currently in 14th place in the 20-team English Premier League. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side.